Today's share in the Dear Shemishna Buriyomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishna Bura, beginning a brand new Simen, Simen Shin Lamed, which deals with Dine Yoledis B'Shabbos, the laws of childbirth on Shabbos. The Mechaber begins the very last line on Kuf Ayin Omud Aleph. Yoledes hi kechole sheyesh bo sakana. A woman in childbirth, a woman in labor, is considered like a chole sheyesh bo sakana, like a person who has a life-threatening illness. And therefore, umechalin aleha Shabbos lechol mashetzricha. We treat her like a chole sheyesh bo sakana, and we do anything needed for to save her life on Shabbos, such as korin lo chachama mimokum lemokum. You can call for her a midwife, or doctor, an obstetrician to go and help assist her in delivering the child. And they're allowed to go and deliver the baby on Shabbos, doing anything that's necessary to save the mother's life as well as the baby's life. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Aleph, Lochein, therefore, min haroi leisha sheigi lechodesh tshi. Therefore, when a woman reaches the ninth month of labor, which is, of course, the month that she will deliver in, Mirtz Hashem, lahazman b'chol erev Shabbos kol adram l'nitzrochem lo. She should prepare on Friday, on erev Shabbos, anything that she'll need possibly for Shabbos. Dishem yizdam and leidosa b'Shabbos, because should she go into labor and need to deliver on Shabbos, she won't have to be mechal Shabbos, v'lo titztarich lechal Shabbos, any more than is absolutely necessary. And this is brought down in the Sefer Chasidim in Simen Tuf Nun Hey. Tishu footnote number 1 brings down that if a pregnant woman lives far away from the hospital, so the Chazon Ish paskind shem yechola lehisachson b'somach lo, if she's able to stay over Shabbos nearer to the hospital, it would be preferable to do so, in order to prevent her from having to do excess chilul Shabbos in terms of going to travel to the hospital on Shabbos. However, if it's clear to everybody that she is in a status of about to give birth and laboring, so then he says it's not necessary to do so. And certainly if it's difficult for her to do so, it is not necessary for her to stay near the hospital, but she can stay at her house and then travel on Shabbos as needed. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says, Shein chova l'troch torch gadol, a woman doesn't have an obligation to do excessive machinations over here in order that it won't come to be extra chilul Shabbos, because she took care of these things with a lot of tircha before Shabbos. Vayasha Zatzal brings down that if the hospital is outside the Tchum, it will be preferable for her to go with a non-Jewish driver, and she does not have to go Erev Shabbos to be within the Tchum of the hospital. And this is because you can rely upon the majority of posts who say that this din is only the Rabbanon, and therefore Amir Lenachri is also only the Rabbanon, and she can have a non-Jewish person driver in that situation. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis, where he says that you're allowed to go call a midwife from far away. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that you're even allowed to go get the midwife if she has to travel from outside the Tchum. The Yishuv footnote number 2 brings down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that the person coming, the midwife or the obstetrician, is allowed to go bring with them certain things, such as they don't have to take off everything that they're wearing that's not essential, because we say that if they have a right to go outside the Tchum, so too they do their possessions have a right to go outside the Tchum. But he says, Tzorach Iyim B'chozeh. An interesting nafkamin would be that he wouldn't be allowed to go with his friend's item over here, because that doesn't have the same Tchum now that he has as a result of his being allowed to go outside his Tchum. However, on the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein's that cell, Igros Moshe says that under certain situations, Chayalim are allowed to take with them food and drinks and even Svarim when they have to travel outside the Tchum. Ayin in the rest of this footnote for further details about this. The Mechaber continues as to what you're allowed to do for this woman in labor. He says, Umadlikin lo ner, you're allowed to go light candles for her, afilu hisuma, even if she's a blind woman. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Gimel that we're talking here imu lailu. You can light candles for the woman if it's nighttime outside. V'yafa pi shechav rosel, yodos, lasos lo, kol adorim in tzrachim lo. Even though the attendants taking care of the woman in labor know what to do and don't need the extra light, nevertheless, afal pikein kimluhu l'chachomim, nevertheless, the rabbi said over here, they understood, delo miyasva daita dioledes kishishruya b'choshech, that she will not be comfortable, she won't be at ease if it's dark, and therefore she could have the rachmon l'tzlan, a worsening of her condition because of her fear. And therefore, v'kosu ha-tosos yishonim shil yuma, at the end of yuma, the tosos yishonim writes, t'mishum hochi afilu eina omeres klum, even if she says nothing, v'gam ha-chachoma eina omeres klum, and even the midwife says nothing, nami madlik, and we have the right to light candles over here, and he says there's a further discussion about this, v'ayin in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, dibra maschu umadlikin, he brings down the name of the tosos yishonim over here, that when it says, in shas, im hoysa tzrich lener, Ain kavanas hashasim ameleves omeres oshi omeres. It's not that either of them says that they need it, but even raki gia halayla ubavade tzurich lener liyasuvei daita. We can presume and have the right to presume that she requires the light, even if she doesn't say so herself. He then has a whole discussion as to whether this is true or not. Ayin shom and the rest of this bir halacha. The Chofetz Chaim adds in Bir Halacha Dibur Maskul Ner that we don't even need an expert to say that she needs light over here like we do on Yom Kippur. The Hoch Yosei Yechol LaHayoledes Listakin Aidei Pachad Shetispachei Shema In Osin Yofe Mashi Yitzricha Mimashi Yistakin Chole Birov. That the din over here with this woman labor is stricter in some ways than the din of a sick person on Yom Kippur in terms of on Yom Kippur you need a doctor to say he has to eat, whereas here you don't need any professional or mumcha to say that she has to go and eat because we are so concerned over here of her pachad, her fear, that she's going to get sick if we don't turn on the light. This is written down the name of Tosos. The issue footnote number 14 adds, even if the doctor says it will not harm her if there's no light, Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita says, Ein Shomla, we don't listen to the doctor in this situation. Kivon Shahayoledes Alula Lestakin Machmas Machashavto Shem Etapen Bokroid. We're so concerned over here that this woman is going to get terrified over here and become dangerously sick because we're not taking care of her properly, in her opinion, even though the doctor disagrees. The issue footnote number 3 adds, this is really only talking here that she shouldn't be in the dark. However, to make excessive light, so then the Bir Halacha in Simen Reish Ayin Ches says that that's not allowed. You can only do necessary work on her behalf. However, if there's a candle that doesn't light well, and your lettuce is going to be 6, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to light additional candles or turn on lights as needed. And certainly if the people taking care of her require the light, that's obviously a no-brainer. They're allowed to do whatever is necessary. Pikuach Nefasho certainly trumps over here the halachos of not being allowed to turn on a light. The issue footnote number 4 brings down from Nissen Karolitz over here. That the rabbis clearly understood that when the Yoledes has a fear over here, as irrational as it may be, that people aren't going to take care of her properly if there's not enough light, she could chas v'shalom get sick over here and reach a level of sakana. And he adds, this principle over here of reassuring the sick person applies not only to a Yoledes, but to any person who's sick. And even if they have, quote, an irrational fear about needing something that would require Chilul Shabbos, you are allowed to do this to them if they're a Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakona. So therefore, halacha l'maaseh ramifications, the Chazon Ish brings down, sheish lazaris es balo omelava acher shiyisaimo. You must have somebody go with her to the hospital. You can't say, well, listen, why you can mechal Shabbos for her, but who says that her husband, there's somebody else, you can be mechal Shabbos to let them go in the car or the ambulance. So he brings down as well from Chaim Kanievsky, shlita, shimrotza yoledes shiilavo sa, if the pregnant woman wishes somebody to accompany her, mutru lavor letzorach kach alisurim daraisa nosofin. The person coming along with her is allowed to do even other things besides just coming along with her and can even be over Yisrum Deraisa to put her at ease. And he brings that as well from Rav Ozner Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, Mutu Linsoi Mokedesh Lo Tifache Linso Levat. One is allowed to have somebody go with her because she might be afraid to go on her own, and therefore he can also take care of anything that may come up. And even if she says that she doesn't need anybody, Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita brings down, somebody should go with her because maybe something will come up. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says that if you do have people that can take care of her, should something come up, she's going to get an ambulance, for example, so they're qualified and able to take care of her should an emergency occur, and she says she doesn't want anybody to go with her, then no one is allowed to go with her. And this also is the opinion of the Shelos Hatshuvos or Lutzion Zatzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds that if she's scared to go alone with the driver because of yichud concerns, so then that also is a reason to allow somebody else to go with her. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet says you can turn on the light if the woman is blind. Even though obviously she is not going to be afraid that it's too dark in there for them to take care of her properly because she can't see. The she's always in the dark. Nevertheless, she will get a comfort from knowing that the light is on. Because she'll know that should something need to come up, they'll be able to take care of it because they'll be able to see well. Even though essentially the nair doesn't do anything, the midwives will turn on whatever lights they need, and right now they don't need any lights. Nevertheless, we are allowed to go turn on the lights to put her at comfort. The kimlul rabbanan, again, the rabbis understood the yasve daito the yoledes who milso de miskanta ba belav hochi. How important it is to make sure and reassure the woman that everything is being taken care of for her, and that she shouldn't have any concerns. And if she has concerns because it's dark, you're allowed to turn on the light. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, and we call Makom, B'choma Ashiyachol L'shanos Mishanin, anything that you can knock down from a Daraisa to a Darabonon, if you can make a change in the normal way that it's done, it's certainly preferable. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot, and hey, V'afilu L'man D'yom B'sim Mishin Chochess Sif Yud Beis, the Gabi Bikuach Nefesh Lo Ba Yishino, even though we say that if it's a Bikuach Nefesh situation, you don't have to make a Shinoi, nevertheless here it's different. Hocha Shiny. Why? M'mei Shekev HaYoled is Dover Tivya, because it's natural for a woman in childbirth to be in pain. V'in Achas Mielef Mesa Machmas Leida, and Baruch Hashem, the vast majority of women will not die, not even one in a thousand will die during childbirth. Today, even the odds are better than that. Lefikoch hechmiru bolishanos. Therefore, the rabbi said, brought down by the Morgan of Rome, the shame of the Magid Mishnah, and as well, this is found in the Meiri. Therefore, we insist, if possible, that we make some sort of a shinui over here. Dirshu footnote number 5 brings down that Tosos and Kasuba says that Misa is Mitsuyev to Noshim, Levi Shirov, Pa'amim, Mistaken, Espilade, that women do Chas Hashem possibly die in childbirth. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains that, Shein Kavon Asom Shemesos Machmas Leida, not that they die from childbirth, except that it weakens them over here and they could Rachman Luslan die earlier than they otherwise would have passed away. But certainly, if there is Pikuach Nefashis over here in any way, shape, or form, even a Sopek, you obviously treat as a Cholosh Eish B'Sakon and do whatever is necessary. The Yishu Foot number 6 brings down, Yoledesh Shetzrichel and Shol HaBeis HaCholim Loledesh, she needs to go to the hospital, Vein HaDov or Dochov, but it's not pressing right now. She hasn't broken the water yet. It's not yet far along in the labor. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Yesh Lasiya Ayidei Noch Rivla Yidei Yisrael. In that situation, it's preferable to go with a non-Jewish person with a Jewish person, because you're required to be Mishana from the normal way as much as possible. The issue footnote number 7 brings down as well that if this shinui may delay things a little bit, but the chola over here is not yet in any real distress and it won't cause her any harm, either psychologically or physically, so then you should go and make whatever shinuyim are necessary in this situation to knock it down to the rabbanon rather than being over the raisa, again, assuming there's absolutely no real concern to the patient's health. And again, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. There's absolutely no serious concern by delaying over here to the pregnant woman. But if they're not going to do it carefully, if they make a shinui over here, then you have to do it as best as possible and don't do it with any shinui over here. And he brings this down from the Chiddushi Aran, B'shem Rav Yonasan, and as well he brings this down from the Rav HaMagid, Rav Yosef Karo. And this is brought down in Shin Chav Ches in multiple places. What is an example of such a shinui? So the Mechaber himself writes, Kagonim Tzrichim Lohavi Lo Kli, if you have to bring some sort of a vessel for her, Mevi'o Lo Chaverta Toli Bisara, let somebody else bring it attached to the hair, so it's not an issa deraisa of carrying, V'chein Kol Kayotzev Zeh, or any other way that you knock down a deraisa to a derabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Vav, what does it mean to bring her Kli? Im Shemen, for example, she needs oil, so you bring it via a vessel that's attached to her hair, rather than carrying the vessel in her hand, V'chei Aigavna, or anything similar to this. Sifkot and Zayin Toli Bisara, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shalom Kedera, not in the normal way it's carried, the ein ki im shvus b'yamo. This turns it into the rabbanon, a shvus. Odif, and this is preferable, im tosuch Hashem b'sarer, then she would go and pour the oil in her hair, and then when she reaches the place where it's needed, v'tavi etzlov v'tischod esaseh, she'll go and squeeze out the oil from her hair. The hosam ika odi sur d'chitzim, because there you're adding an isser of schita as well. The afopi dein schita b'seir l'chiyav, even though it's not an isser d'araisim, kol mokom v'vadei osim mishum shvus, it's certainly this is the rabbanon, and therefore it's preferable for her to go and carried in the way that we just mentioned with the shini. But if it's adequate, just to bring a little bit of oil in her hand, that certainly would be preferable. Say Yoser Odev Mikol Hani Delel, more than what we just said above. Sif Beis, the Mechaber brings down Kusis Ovedes Kochavim. If you have an idolatrous woman over here, a Kusis, Ein Miyaldin Oso B'Shabbos, one isn't allowed to go and assist in her delivery on Shabbos. Afilu D'Lavish Ein Bochil Shabbos, even if it's not something that makes Chil Shabbos. What's the rationale over here? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sif Katan Ches. Afilu B'Schar, you can't do this even for being paid. The Bechol Miyaldin Mishum Eva, that on a weekday you're allowed to go and assist in an idolatrous's delivery because of the Ava, the hatred that will occur if you don't assist. Kimur v'yoredeya, simen kufin and dalet. However, on Shabbos, hocha osu mishum diichol l'shtamit, because in those days, one would be able to go and not help the lomar, because they could say, deim l'chal on Shabbos, kim l'ha'u diminta Shabbos, because there's a rule, you have to be in the club. If you observe Shabbos, you can be m'chal Shabbos, but if you don't observe Shabbos, then you're not allowed to be m'chal Shabbos for that. As we'll see momentarily, this is not the halacha l'maisa nowadays. Because of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham himself says that in a place where there is a concern of Eva, that this will lead to hatred and violence and pogroms against the Jewish people, then you certainly are allowed to go and assist on Shabbos. However, you should try not to be Mechalel Shabbos. And now the Mishnah Berurah has one of the most harshest statements that you'll find in all of the Mishnah Berurah. And again, we'll have to explain whether this is halacha l'maisa or not. But the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is, v'da, the rofim is manenu, the rofim, even in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, 100 years ago, afilu hayoser ksherim, even the best of the doctors in those days, einan nishar mazek klal, are not careful about this din, that you're not allowed to go and do Chilul Shabbos for an Avodas Kochavim on Shabbos. The Maisim B'chol Shabbos, they says that unfortunately this was a very commonplace, every Shabbos type of Issa that the doctors were doing. Shenosim Kama Parsos, they would travel long distances, many Parsos, Parsos 4 mil, L'rapos Ovde Kochavim Mazolos, to go and take care of this Ovde Kochavim. The Kosvin, the Shochachin, they would write, they would grind some manim, all sorts of herbs and medicines. The Atzman themselves, they themselves would do an Issa Deraisa. The Ein Lohem Amashi Yismochu, and they have absolutely no halachic basis to allow this. If you want to say, because of Eva, because of the potential hatred that would occur, that you're allowed to go and do an Issa Derabbanon, and even that's not clear. He says, Afa Gamzeh Ein Oborer, Ein Prima God, not everybody agrees to that. He says, what in the world would be the heter, Issa Deraisa, but Vade, also Lukuliyama, there's absolutely no heter according to the Chofetz Chaim. And these doctors are in fact being Mechal Shabbos intentionally, and Hashem Yishmerenu, God should protect us in this situation. A very harsh statement against doctors that practice on Shabbos and take care of idolaters. However, Bismanenu, Dirshu footnote number 11 brings down, not everybody agrees with this psak. And Rav Moshe Feinstein's Datzal in the Igros Moshe clearly says, Mutu lahatzilo gam bimloch deraisa. One is absolutely allowed to take care of non-Jewish people on Shabbos, even doing any Yisurim Daraisa, because otherwise it could lead Chas V'Shalom to pogroms and all sorts of sakonis nefoshos. And he says, V'lo tiskabel tanoso she'en mechalim Shabbos el l'shom Shabbos. They will not understand the taina that the Gemara brings down, that only people in the club, if you're a Shom Shabbos, you can be mechal Shabbos for somebody, but if you're not Shom Shabbos, you can't be mechal Shabbos. He says this will not be acceptable today, and it could lead to Chas V'Shalom tremendous problems. Other opinions are also brought down in Dirshu footnote number 11. And also, I can remind everybody that we brought down the Chasam Sofer in Simen Shin Chav Tes and Siv Kotin Tes, who basically also absolutely states that one is allowed to go and save non-Jews, even for Yisurim Daraisa Ayin Shem over there in Dirshu footnote number 13 on the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kotin Tes. Also, Ayin and the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku Kusis, what is it then for Yishmaelim, Ger Toshav, Karoyim, Ayin Sham over there, as well as in Dirshu footnote number 15. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Nikres Yoledes, a woman is considered in labor, L'chalala Shabbos, that you can desecrate Shabbos on her behalf, when she reaches one of three stages, Mishateshiv Alamashper, either she's sitting on the birthing table or stool, or Mishor Shahadam Shoshis Vyorid, or when she starts having a significant flow of blood coming out of her, or Mishor Shahavrosel, no so, Bizrosel, Shein Bokoach Lahaloch, or she's too weak to be able to walk on her own and she needs assistance to walk with her friends. Chaber says, Kivan Shinira, Echod Ne'elum Chalin Aleas Hashabbos, when she reaches any one of these three stages, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on her behalf. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Kotin Tes, V'dafka le'inyan hadvar masher efshel lasosim b'li'ichor v'ikov. You have to wait for one of these three conditions to occur only for things that it's not a problem for the woman if you don't do them right now. That's why you have to wait until one of these three conditions occurs. However, but in order to get the doctor or the midwife to come from a faraway distance, if you wait until she reaches these stages, it may be too late. It will be too far for the midwife or the obstetrician to get there in time. Therefore, even when she begins the initial stages of labor, afilu besofik, even if it's not clear that she's in labor, mutar kriyasa, you go call the doctor and midwife at that point in time. Afilu yirchoka shalosh parsos, even if they're far away, you'll have to go call them in order to make sure that they're there at the time of actual labor. Dishu footnote number 12 brings down from the Orach HaShulchan that the time of Yeshiva Alamashber means she'ochazo es hayoledes tzirim v'chevli ledes. She has labor pains already. She's going into labor and has contractions. The definition of you read this mayim, that they break the waters, so Shlomo Zalman says, Sha'av she read this mayim eno behechrech simon muvok l'tchilas leid, even though the water coming out of her is not necessarily a guarantee that she's in labor, because makum kivishu sofi pikuach nefesh tzricha l'yledet and sola besacholim, she should go to the hospital at that point in time without any doubt, and that certainly is medically correct. And the issue foot number 13 brings down from Avazin Zatzal, Sheesh Lahakdim Linsol, Kvar Mishosh Magim Hasimonim Shaleh de Krova. As soon as she thinks she's in labor, she should go to the hospital. She has the right halachically to go on Shabbos. And the Rabbinis and Karla Shlita adds, even if she has any slight labor pains or contractions, she can go with a non-Jewish driver right away, assuming that there's no concern that she will be delayed. With that, we conclude today's shiur.